Tune in, turn up, and let your heartbeat sync with ours on Motivation Sunday, where inspiration meets elevation. I'm your host, Sugar Renee, and this is 513 Heartbeat, where every beat fuels your soul. Welcome to the 513 Heartbeat Podcast, your weekly dose of motivation with Sugar Renee. I'm here to break down inspiring quotes, share webtoon recommendations, and give y'all a blessing of the feature beat from indie producers that I find on YouTube. And today we are delving into the profound wisdom of a Chinese proverb that speaks volumes about the journey of life. It says, "Be not afraid of going slowly. Be afraid of standing still." These words hold a powerful message about the importance of progress, even if it's just gradual. Now, life is a journey, and this proverb reminds us that it's not about how fast we move, but rather about the direction in which we're heading and the experiences along the way. It's easy to feel impatient and want instant results, but true growth and success takes time and effort. It really does. The key is to keep moving forward, no matter how slowly, and to never become complacent or stagnant, which is easy to do because it's easy to just want to chill. I am a chill type person, so I already know. Now, accomplishments in life often stem from consistent, precise efforts over time, whether it's building a career or pursuing personal goals like podcasting or trying to lose weight. The progress is made up by steps, so take it a day at a time, and eventually you will be successful in the goal that you're trying to reach. And speaking of journeys, I want to recommend a webtoon that embodies the spirit of embracing change and embarking on new adventures. It is called Killer Peter. Y'all, this story is so good, and it's written by Kim Jung-hyun with art by Lim Lina. And it follows the story of a retired old assassin named Peter who regains his youth after a failed attempt on his life by an organization he used to work for called Glory. And the glory is pretty much built up off of the 12 apostles, and he is the apostle Peter. Now, fueled by vengeance, Peter sets out to destroy the organization and seek justice after they tried to kill him to make sure they didn't have to pay him his pension, which is messed up, right? But he was a part of an assassin organization. So ultimately, each time someone retires, their replacement comes to take them out the game. Or if the whole organization is taken over by someone else, they want to reset the apostles, right? And that's pretty much what's going on. But little did they know, Peter was going to regain his youth or turn back into a 17-year-old, but still have the abilities that he worked so hard to attain throughout his career as an assassin. And the art is beautiful. It is a whole bunch of action-packed violence, you guys. It's violence. It's if you are looking for violent flicks, you will get your fix here. His journey, I feel like, shows him that experience is key to being alive and successful. You know, he learned that in his old age, he had become complacent in where he was in life. And inevitably, it ended up putting his life in danger. So this embodies the Chinese proverb perfectly, I feel like. So if you are looking for a really good story with really good artwork and a plot that will take you down roads of twists and turns, check out Killer Peter. And it is on Webtoon Line. So check it out and let me know what you think. Now, before we dive into the feature beat of the week, I want to take a moment to shout out to everyone who has been listening to me on a regular basis. Thank you from the United States all the way over to India. And when I found out that people in France were vibing to me, I felt really, really enlightened. So thank you guys for staying with me for so long through all my changes, switches, and you guys are awesome. Thank you for listening to me. Now, if you are new and you have enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and like and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. And hey, share the love, spread the word about 513 Heartbeat with your friends and family. Let's build a community fueled by motivation and creativity together. Now let's groove to our feature beat of the week called Isolation, a free Isaiah Rashad and Smino type beat by Bliss on YouTube. This soulful track is the perfect accompaniment to reflect on the journey of life and the importance of staying true to your path, even if it means taking it slow. Remember, my friends, progress may be slow, but as long as you keep moving forward, you are on the right track, so don't stand still. Thank you for tuning in to 513 Heartbeat. This is your host, Sugar Renee, reminding you not to be afraid of going slow, for your greatness will develop over time. Until next time, peace.